ABC Radio Australia.
Now, the World Health Organization says lives have been and will continue to be lost as a result of the United States withdrawing funding from the United Nations agency. Financially, the US is the largest contributor to the WHO, and it follows a recent report which found that unless reversed, the abrupt funding cuts would lead to a staggering number of avoidable deaths by 2030. WHO Regional Director Dr. Saya Maupiukala told reporter Lucy Cooper the impacts of the cuts have been felt across the Pacific.
We do understand the financial situation that the organisation is going through. And this brings the risk of losing the elimination status. We are working closely with some of WHO partners, CARI, the Global Fund. You know, it's easier to help and assist those countries who have achieved the elimination to maintain than doing a catch-up campaign to reach the elimination status. Australia is helping WHO to achieve to maintain the measles and rubella elimination in the Pacific.
How has the cuts from the Trump administration's withdrawal affected the services that WHO offers to a region like the Pacific?
You know that WHO globally and all the six regional offices undergoing the reprioritization, restructuring, and the work of WHO is affected. And that is why we reprioritize what is very important for the work of WHO in our region. And there are areas that will be heavily affected because those programs were funded by the US funding. Like the HIV/AIDS, the immunization, the TB, malaria, those are the programs that will be affected. So we are trying to minimize, you know, the impact by, you know, getting other funders. We are seeking assistance from the philanthropy, the Institute of Philanthropy that they are stepping in, and we are reaching as many donors as we can, you know, to close the caps that was covered by the US. But definitely the work of WHO is affected by the US withdrawal.
And knowing that the work is affected, does this mean that we could see, or we will have already seen, lives lost as a result of this funding loss?
Yes, we will see that. You know, the programs and activities on HIV/AIDS and the treatment. So people may not have the treatment for those. Even hepatitis, the tuberculosis, it will definitely be affected.